For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is your weekly host, Jay Nauer, along with me, of course, Coach Chuck Seiler. And, Coach, I tell you what, you got to be very pleased with that victory last week. Going on the road, and not a short road trip, going down to Cleveland, Missouri, taking on Cass Midway, as we talked last week, a program steeped with tradition, and to go down there and to really dominate that event 41-3, you got to be quite pleased with how the Blue Jays played last Friday night.
Yeah, they did. We had a good game. Always makes you nervous going down there because, just like you say, they've got quite a tradition and a history of playing solid football down there. And we went down there and just still made some mistakes, but overall played a pretty darn good football game.
Certainly, I know, Coach, the defense, you got to tip your hat off to that. Of course, offense and the special teams, I haven't had a chance to listen to the entire game, but certainly the second half. But as far as you got to be pleased with some of the factors, I know we were talking a little bit off the air here about your line play and how they've improved as the year has gone on.
Well, we've got, if anybody that hasn't seen us play, we've got two huge tackles, big guys. Todd Brown and Matt Stevens are just big guys. Todd's about 6'5", 260, and Matt's probably 6'4", 240 or 250. And both of them can run and like to pull and do things. And then when you've got a couple of nice guards, we have with Matt Camford and Alex Rowe, and then Colby Clemens brings up the center, who's not a real big guy, but he's a tough guy. And so we feel like we've got a really, really, really nice line, and they're gelling more and more and more. When we run our counters, those guys like to love to get out there and pull and run and see what they can do. And pass protection, they're starting to gel much better and give us time. And they're really coming along.
Well, you know, Coach, you make a great point with how mobile they are. We can talk about size all we want, you know, but the thing that I think defines a good line nowadays with the offensive schemes that we see now are how good their feet are. Of course, being an offensive lineman is a very intelligent position. Of course, I would say something like that, of course. But but really, when they have good feet and good speed like you're talking about, it enables you to do a variety of things. They can go out. The bubble screens, for example, are a great example of if you just have big linemen, you're not able to execute those. And some of those off-tackle plays where you got pulling guards and those type of things. So really, from what I've seen, it's really not just the size, but the mobility, their agility, and, of course, what they're able to do with the offenses you have now.
That's exactly right. Bigness is just not the only factor. You take like Todd Brown. Todd, up until this is the first year he's actually played line, he's played tight end for us, and had even, I think, when he was a freshman, he played some quarterback. And he's just kept growing and gotten so darn big. And he's not fat either. When you look at him, he works hard in the weight room, and he's very strong. Has great feet. Is not, you know, for a tight end, maybe just was a touch slow. And so that probably hurt him at that position a little bit. And we moved him to tackle this year, and golly, he's growing every week at it, and finding out that he really likes it, and like you say, on the bubble screens, we've put in, and you'll see it this week, what we call a tunnel screen or jailbreak screen, where those guys will get out and go after a corner or after a linebacker, and they love that. And of course, when we pull on our counters, one of them's kicking out, and the other one's turning up, and generally it's the guard that's kicking out, and Todd or Matt Stevens gets to turn up and go find somebody, and they love that. And when you watch them move, we're very mobile, and they do it. They're just getting better all the time.
Well, that's great news to hear. Usually that's the cornerstone of your team for success, certainly. Coach, certainly I've talked with the broadcasters, Alan and Joe, and they're talking about this defense. This defense might be as good as we've seen wearing a West Putt uniform in quite some time. And, Coach, what do you how do you relate to the success? So what are the keys to your success on defense? You know, you look at Cass Midway, a team that's been scoring some points. You held them to 3 points, and certainly there had to be some keys on the defensive side to help you out there.
Well, and even holding them to 3, I'm not going to say much about the defense on that part, because they really did a good job holding them to 3, because we muffed a kickoff and gave them great field position right from the start. And to come out of that deal with only 3 was, I was tipping my hat to the defense. So, in quite all honesty, it probably should have been a goose egg. But, yes, they're, you know, we play a 3-3-5. Last year, they were learning how to play it. Played a lot of sophomores. We're figuring out how to play, and towards the tail end of the year, they started playing the thing pretty darn good. Now this year, it's a lot of the same guys, and they're really growing into the positions, and they're starting to figure out it's a linebacker heavy oriented defense, and those guys got to step up and fill quick, and they're doing good in that. They're learning their assignments and what gaps they have to cover and fill, and defensively, we're going to find out Friday night when we play Trenton and see how things go. But yeah, we're getting there. Even against Lawson, if you looked at the film on that thing, their first big touchdown run, we had guys in position and they blocked it perfectly, absolutely perfectly. So. But we had guys there where they're supposed to be. So, and that's a big part of what you want in a defense. So, yeah, they're coming along, they're running, and I don't know how good it's going to get, and we'll find out this week how good they're going to get.
Well, certainly the test will come as the Blue Jays travel to Trenton, Missouri to take on the Bulldogs. We'll be back to talk to Coach about the Trenton Bulldogs right after this.
She's back. Our old friend Fat Cow with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cow can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by WindPower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cow. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service, who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cow. The leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years. We at Norm Productions would like to take this opportunity to thank all of those people all over the world who are serving our country to protect our freedoms. It should never be taken for granted, and certainly we want to take this moment to say thank you to all those people who make it happen. We appreciate what you do to take care of and protect our freedoms all over the world. Please enjoy the broadcast as we look forward to serving you for a change, as you have sacrificed to serve us with more than your time for all of us. Thanks again to our servicemen and women all over the world, and may God bless you.
Well, hey everybody, do you happen to have a BlackBerry? An iPhone? Hey, how about a Windows mobile device? Chances are that you do. If you do, you now have the opportunity to listen to the games on MOKSSports.com or any Norm Productions websites. All you have to do is go to WonderRadio.com and download the application that you can listen to the games on your device. Wonder Radio, check it out. How to spell it is WUNDERRADIO.com, or go to the iTunes store, check it out, download Wonder Radio, and you can now listen to the games on MOKSSports.com. Check it out. Wonder Radio.
You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports. WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network. The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And Coach, after a big win on the road against a very good program in Cass Midway, it doesn't get any easier. The second part of your four-part tour, we call it, your road trip tour, you're going to Trenton, Missouri, a very long road trip. Trenton, certainly a school steeped in tradition. I know that they in the past have been of part of some strong conferences years ago. I know they were part of the MEC conference that we cover through MECSports.com, and certainly they've had a great year as well. They're 3-1, just coming off a big victory with Putnam County. Coach, in your breakdown of film and such, what do you see in the Trenton Bulldogs?
Well, I see a very well coached team, a young team on defensive, on the defensive side of the ball more so than on the offensive side. On the offense, don't get very fancy. They run about 4 or 5 plays. I'm sure they have more than that in their playbook, but they basically, the basis is 4 or 5 plays. It's a double wing outside veer. Similar look to what Lawson does, but just a little bit different scheme as far as what they, how they like to run the ball. But they do want to run it, and they'll lull you to sleep with that run, and then they'll come out with a boot pass and try to get their tight end down the field. So they got some speed, got a lot of speed. So they'll test our defense this week. Our defense is going to have to be very disciplined, staying at home, doing their assignments, staying at home, and the backside, they run a couple of reverses, and the backside will have to stay at home too. So that'll be important. And then defensively, against Putnam County, they depend on their speed a little bit. They like to man up, no safety in the middle of the field, and just kind of dare you to throw it. They'll run a 5-man front, and those guys in the 5-man front want to bring it, and they're very aggressive, and so they feel like with their speed that they can do some things on both sides of the ball, and they can.
It sounds like it's going to be a great challenge for you and the Blue Jays Friday night, Coach. And certainly this is, I believe, probably at least a 2-hour road trip for you, taking that long bus ride over there. Certainly, Coach, maybe you can establish to us out here what's involved in a long road trip, your preparation as you prepare to make a long road trip such as you did with Cass Midway and what's coming up now with Trenton. How do you prepare for such a long trip like this?
Well, you know, and I think you and I talked about it, that the four-game road trip that we're over, the four-week road trip that we're on, is fine and a little bit by design from the fact that that'll get us ready for trips down the road. If we happen to lucky enough to make it into the playoffs and we do some traveling, yes, there's ways you travel. And, well, just to give you kind of a typical day, we're gonna leave at 3 o'clock, right as soon as school's over. It's a little over 2 hours to get up to Trenton, and our quarterback club will furnish us with meals for the kids. They'll have sandwiches and stuff, and we will eat those on the bus going up there. The kids pack their gear, throw them in the back of the school pickup. The upper juniors and seniors do, and their gear stays on that. And then our varsity kids ride one bus, and our JV kids ride another. And they're expected to. There's a way of getting ready for a football game, and if you've ever played the game, like you have, Jay, you know what I'm talking about. It's not a time for play when you get on the bus, even though it's a long trip. Some coaches, and I remember some of my coaches said, "Oh, you can't talk on the game." Well, I don't believe in that. I think kids are going to talk. Just to sit there and think about the game constantly is pretty tough. We want them focused. We don't want them messing around. They can wear their headsets or their headphones and iPods or whatever they want to do. Kids like to listen to music, and music gets them ready a lot of times. So we let them listen to music on the way up, and then basically the varsity kids will just kind of, they get in the seat and sit down, and some of them will go to sleep, and some of them just kind of kick back and relax, and you know, for the trip up there. Once we get there, we get in the locker room. They have to get any taping done. They get that done, and we get ready to go. They're, once again, and our seniors handle this, but they want to quiet the locker room. People are going to talk, but it's not loud yelling. It's not time for messing around. So we get ready. We get ready to go. Then we go out and we do our normal warm-ups. One of the things that we do when we first get to a school, if we have time, is we get out and we walk the field. This is for a couple of reasons. First reason being they've been stoked up on that bus quite a while, so we let them get out and stretch their legs a little bit before we get ready to go. They'll throw the football around just a little bit. It's not a play time. It's time to start focusing on the game. And the second reason we want them to walk the field is let's take a look at that field. Let's see if there's any low spots or any slick spots or that type of thing. Quarterbacks and receivers need to know if there happens to be a wet area that we're going to be in that wet area. The receiver's got to know to chop their feet a little more than normal to make a cut. And so we walk the field, then we go back, and then we start getting ready, and then we come back out and get ready for the game. Once we walk on the field, nothing's different than what we've been doing. Then after the game, our quarterback club furnishes us with some snacks, some water and snacks for the kids on the way home. They're thirsty, they're tired, and a snack to eat is a good thing. And then we get on the bus. It's generally louder if we won, which is fine. We're still not up dancing in the aisles and that kind of stuff. I talked to them about being mature, about being responsible, and how to handle themselves on the road. We don't want them coming out of the locker rooms with their shirts off. We want them to look like they've done this before, and so we expect them to handle themselves like that. And then we're on the road, and until we get back, and that's the end of it. So that's kind of what we look at anyway.
Really kind of break it down. Things haven't changed a whole lot over the years, Chuck. I know you say that when you played, and I know similar to my situation, the coaches wouldn't let you talk at all. You had to have a stoic face on. But really, it's now a matter of focus. The kids need to be focusing on the task at hand as they travel to their opponent.
Yeah. I tell them that what I want them to do is think about their assignments. You got really no way of knowing exactly how this guy is going to be, if it's going to be across from you, although we've watched film. Just want them to get focused, think about their assignments, go through their head, what they're going to do on a counter, think what they're going to do on a certain pass play or whatever it happens to be. And so they can visualize that, see it over and over in their mind, and they know. So they're not going to make mental errors, or hopefully don't make mental errors when they get out on the field. So they do that, and then, you know, if they're talking amongst themselves quietly, like I said, music is big. So a lot of them have their headsets on and listen to whatever music they want to listen to. Some of them play some pretty heavy rock to get them pumped up. Some of them, I've seen kids that even like classical just to relax them and stuff. And so kind of that's their own thing, and they're in their own world. But as far as not talking, 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes up to Trenton would be a long time without talking.
Yeah, it's a long time this day and age. Well, Coach, best wishes to you and the Blue Jays as we go off to Trenton. That certainly sounds like one of your tougher opponents that you'll have all year. Best wishes to you and your team. Hopefully you can bring home another Blue Jay victory, Coach.
Well, we appreciate it, Jay, and it is. It's going to be a good ball game, and I told the kids today, I said, my gosh, 3-1, 3-1, and this is what a competitor likes, and if you're not excited for this ball game, I don't know that you can get excited. So it's going to be a fun one.
Well, we thank you once again to Coach Chuck Seiler for bringing the Coach Chuck Seiler Show to us once again, the September 22nd edition. We certainly wish the Blue Jays well as they travel to Trenton, Missouri to take on the Bulldogs. Ought to be a great game. Alan Littner and Joe Van Amberg will bring that to you at 6:30 p.m. Friday night from Trenton, Missouri. Thanks for joining us tonight on the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody, and go Blue Jays.